Clearly residents have got some risks that are sensitive to them, asbestos in particular, and also hazardous limbs. So for all of the bulk clearing that's been happening over the weekend, now we're really starting to be more specific with what we're dealing with, and hazard to person is probably one of those priorities.
You also have the someone coming down from the Insurance Council of Australia, and I was speaking to a few locals here tonight. That's going to be important because some people are concerned about that whole process.
Yeah, we've got some people who aren't insured. That's going to be difficult. But for those who are insured, and perhaps there might be some vagaries of the insurance that none of us ever profess to understand, if there's issues with insurance, the Insurance Council Australia's role is to play that advocacy role and to assist communities or residents through those issues.
Everyone seems to be giving the Moora Shire a big pat on the back, I guess, for the effort so far with the clean-up. It's been quite amazing with what you've achieved in less than a week.
Yeah. Look, the response is initiated with Moora Shire in partnership with the SES. It's an all-agencies approach to response. So, you know, it would be wrong to say that Moora Shire has single-handedly done this. Rather, the community and the CFA and SES have all pulled together, along with Vic Roads, in the very few hours following. It's really pleasing that all of the agencies have pulled together and helped the community. Certainly in recovery, we're taking our responsibility seriously. We're trying to get messages out to community, and we absolutely are trying to maintain the momentum of clean-up, because if people see it looking clear, it makes their head clear, and that's important to us.
And just finally, David, you're trying to encourage, obviously, tourists back for Easter, but I guess it's a fine line between getting visitors here but also having people that are maybe causing privacy issues for some people who have suffered.
Yeah, certainly. People are a bit emotionally sensitive at the moment. Yeah, they've been working on adrenaline and adrenaline only for the last 4 days. They're pretty flat at the moment and emotions are high. They're not seeking to be aggressive at all, but we're, you know, in isolation, a person driving past might seem pretty innocent, but when there's 400 cars a day drive past, the friendship wears a little bit thin, and people should be perhaps considered to be left alone and just take a breath after what's been an enormous 4 days.